Guys, if you're still with us here at, obviously you're still with us, Passion Radio 95.7 FM, I think you got here in an amazing hour because we're talking about the whole process that comes with transferring the vision of the Passion Play. If you've been listening, you've heard Pam Bamba talking about her initial involvement with the ministry here in the Four Corners, the process that began to take place in her heart of sharing the vision with her home. Back in, am I saying it right? How do you say the name of your city?
Iligan.
Iligan in the Philippines. It's a location there in the South Philippines. She began to think about how do we take this to my home and how could it work there? In our last break, you were talking about some of the obstacles, and yet there's interest in how do we move forward.
Well, I have seen that God has prepared people there back home, mm-hmm. and they have seen the vision. And they are willing to take this wherever, I mean, where God wants it to be. Yeah. And just for now, I mean, for now, because of what is happening around us.
With COVID.
Yes, that mm-hmm. is right. But then before all the lockdown and this thing happening, you know, we FaceTime with them. You were there in one of our conversation, and they're committed to do this. So my worry is, of course, the safety and the financial part of it. And I know with COVID, it has also taken a toll on the people there. But I just want to let everyone know that there's a big opportunity in the Philippines, particularly in Iligan. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the people that are there, they already see the vision. And in fact, I don't even have to tell them what they're supposed to do and how they are going to carry, this play. But they already mentioned about bringing this to other places in the Philippines, and I'm supposed to tell them that, but I did not. they saw it before I even told them. So I am just praying, Pastor Stan, that after this, my hope and prayers that I will see the play back home.